91X News.
It's 19 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. Belleville police have located 11-year-old Beth Vesterfelt. The girl went missing last night but is now in the care of her family. Police thank the public for their assistance, which assisted in a successful conclusion of the case. The eastbound lanes of the 401 near Napanee are back up and running. No injuries were reported after a tractor-trailer crashed early this morning. Eastbound traffic was detoured off the highway this morning at Palace Road. At least 65,000 Hydro One customers are still without electricity, and it could be a few days before the lights are back on for everyone. Crews are focusing on getting the power back on in Bancroft, Brockville, Kingston, Peterborough, and Tweed. Wednesday's thunderstorms knocked out power to more than 150,000 customers and shattered hundreds of hydro poles across southern Ontario. And due to the storm, some students in the Marmor area have the day off today. Sacred Heart Catholic School in Marmor is without power today and is closed. Residents in Quebec City and Kitchener don't have to check their mailboxes today. The two cities are the latest to be hit by rotating strikes by postal workers as Canada Post says contract talks are stalled. Gary DeVoe of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers blames management for the lack of progress.
Well, obviously, we'd like the corporation to come to the table and negotiate. In order to negotiate, they have to come in with an open mind as opposed to simply saying, no, it's our way or no way.
Canada Post spokesman John Hamilton says the union remains unwilling to address issues like cost-cutting and declining mail volumes. He says the union solution is to propose a committee and spend years studying the issues. German authorities are pretty sure they've identified the source of the E. coli outbreak that has spread to a dozen European countries since early May. ABC's Linda Albin has the latest from London.
The Germans were quick to point a finger at Spanish cucumbers, but it turns out homegrown bean sprouts were the culprits after all. While German scientists haven't actually found E. coli on the vegetables, looking at the patterns of what the people who became sick ate, they were nine times more likely to come down with the infection. Authorities admit while it's not 100% sure the sprouts are the source, they have lifted the ban on eating tomatoes and cucumbers.
The toll from the outbreak is 29 dead and almost 3,000 ill. Among the sick is an Ontario man who visited Germany. Air Canada's 3,800 customer service and airport workers are poised to walk off the job first thing Tuesday morning. Phil Golden has more.
CAW President Ken Lawenza says the union would rather reach an agreement with the airline than go out on strike. He says negotiations will continue up until the last minute. The main issues are wages and pensions. Air Canada's Peter Fitzpatrick says in the event of a strike, services will be maintained.
Should there be a labor disruption, we have developed a contingency plan that will enable us to offer our customers a full schedule.
Phil Godin, The Canadian Press.
The owner of a Caniffton roadhouse is being charged after his house set on fire on May 30th. Belleville Fire says the structure fire was started by a child playing with a lighter. There were no working smoke alarms in the house at the time, resulting in the owner being charged. The 44th annual Loyalist College convocation ceremonies continue today. Guest speaker and Loyalist grad Mandy Bonesteel took to the stage yesterday morning, and Loyalist College student number one, Charles Benson, who was the first student to register at Loyalist, addressed students yesterday afternoon. The ceremonies continued this morning with Maude Barlow, a winner of many environmental awards, addressing the schools of biosciences and human studies. Barlow had these words for the graduates.
I'd like to urge you all, no matter what your education specialty, what vocation you choose, where you end up, where you live, to give some of your precious life energy and time to the great environmental challenges that face us all today.
Bob McDonald, a regular reporter for CBC's The National, will speak this afternoon. Canada's unemployment rate fell to 7.4% last month, its lowest level in more than 2 years. Jerry Smith explains.
Both the rate and number of jobs created were better than economists had predicted. 22,300 jobs were created. 20,000 were anticipated. The details of the report showed underlying weakness, though May's increases all in the self-employment category. In the employee class, there was an actual loss of 7,300 workers. Manufacturing lost 22,500 jobs. Still, government agency points out Canada's recovering economies managed to pump out an impressive 273,000 new jobs over the past 12 months. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
Happy birthday to Prince Philip, who turns 90 today. In an interview with the BBC, Philip said he's trimming his duties as a member of the royal family. Philip said it's better to get out before reaching his best before date. That's 91X News to 1205. Sports is next.
feel great and get into shape with Copperfields Fitness and Rehabilitation. Copperfields members enjoy an indoor swimming pool, whirlpool, steam room, sauna, weights, Zumba aerobics, and exercise machines galore. Attention students, get a full service membership from now until September 1st for just $199. Copperfields Fitness and Rehabilitation, 421 Dundas Street, West Trenton, 392-1825.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. Vancouver coach Alain Vigneault says he's confident all of his best players will step up their game tonight when the Canucks face the Boston Bruins in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Obviously, we need those guys to play up to their standards, and they will. I mean, we faced adversity throughout the season in many shapes and form. We've playing against a real strong opponent. Got a lot of respect for how the Bruins play and what they bring to the ice surface. But we're also a very good team, and we've proved it in the past.
The Manitoba Moose are heading east. The American Hockey League's Board of Governors has approved the franchise's relocation to St. John's, Newfoundland. The Moose were forced to look for a new home after True North Sports and Entertainment bought the Atlanta Thrashers with the intention of moving them to Winnipeg. The Toronto Blue Jays open a weekend set with the Boston Red Sox at Rogers Centre tonight. Jojo Reyes gets the call for the Bluebirds against Boston's Clay Buchholz. The Jays dropped a 3-2 decision to Kansas City yesterday afternoon, while the Red Sox thumped the Yankees 8-3. The Dallas Mavericks have taken a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Dirk Nowitzki scored 29 points, driving the go-ahead dunk with 2:45 remaining, and the Mavericks beat the Miami Heat 112-103. Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle spoke about the Game 5 victory.
When you play as hard as we've been playing, the basketball gods tend to be kinder to you. We've had some tough luck shooting the ball, and tonight, I just thought the way we hung in and the wherewithal we showed and played with helped us get over the hump a little bit.
Goalie James Reimer capped off a dream season by signing a 3-year, $5.4 million contract extension with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Reimer led the Leafs on a surprising second-half turnaround after getting called up from the AHL and posted a 20-10-5 record. The Montreal Canadiens have signed left winger Andre Kostitsyn to a 1-year contract worth $3.25 million. This past season, Kostitsyn had 20 goals and 25 assists in 81 games for the Canadiens. And the Calgary Flames signed defenseman Brett Carson to a 2-year deal worth $1.15 million. The Flames acquired the Regina native off waivers from Carolina in February. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, 91x weather. Today, sunny with a high of 22. UV index 8 or very high. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with 30% chance of showers overnight and a low of 14. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of showers with the risk of a thunderstorm. Wind becoming west 20 kilometers an hour late in the afternoon, reaching a high of 22. And Sunday is going to be sunny with a high of 21. At 12:09, it's 19 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.